Let's talk about Philandus Thames's 2024 installation, minute by minute. If you can picture it, this striking, almost overwhelming field of hairbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Just ordinary hairbrushes, but arranged so meticulously, you know, rhythmically.
Yeah, there's a real pattern to it.
Exactly. And the dark bristles, all together, they create this single massive surface. It's strangely tactile.
You almost want to reach out.
Right. But it's also quite architectural.
Yeah.
Almost like a model city, but made of something so personal.
It really stops you.
It does. And you start thinking, how can these simple everyday tools hold such weight, such history?
Well, that's where the title comes in, isn't it? Minute by minute, hour by hour, lose your history, lose your power.
Such a potent phrase.
It really is. Dings is making a direct statement there. It's this idea that losing your identity, your history,
yeah,
it isn't usually some big dramatic event.
No, it's a gradual.
Exactly. It's slow. Minute by minute, like the title says, it happens in the small things. The daily routines maybe falling away.
Uh-huh. Like acts of self-care, grooming.
Precisely. Those rituals. And when they fade, sometimes the history embedded in them fades too.
So the hairbrush isn't just a brush anymore?
Not at all. It becomes symbolic, a vessel, really.
Mm-hmm.
Holding onto resilience, memory.
That connection from the mundane object to this huge idea.
That's what makes it compelling, especially if you're thinking about it for your collection.
Mm.
It's got layers.
Okay, so it's more than just a clever use of materials. It's got this urgency. How does Thames achieve that? How does it avoid just being rows of brushes?
That's a fair question. I think it's about how Thames collapses boundaries.
Boundaries. Between what?
Between the very personal, the intimate act of caring for one's hair and the, well, the political.
Yeah.
The collective.
Ah, I see. That private act becomes public statement.
Right. Seeing them all together en masse like that, it shifts the perspective. It suggests that these personal routines aren't separate from bigger questions of identity, power, especially for certain communities.
And that feels relevant right now.
Extremely. With ongoing conversations about preserving culture, about whose stories get told, this piece speaks directly to that. These everyday objects, they carry so much weight.
That makes sense. So if you, our listener, are considering this piece, what makes it stand out? What gives it that enduring quality?
Well, the core themes are endurance, heritage, empowerment. These aren't exactly fleeting trends, are they?
No, definitely not.
They're fundamental. That's why a work like this has lasting relevance, whether it's in a private home or, you know, a major museum. It doesn't just sit there.
It sparks something.
It really does. It makes you think. And that leads to the question for you, the collector. What would minute by minute mean within your collection?
Yeah. What conversations would it start?
Exactly. About memory, about identity,
yeah,
about the power we often overlook in simple daily life.
It really offers more than just an interesting object. There's a genuine urgency there. Thames is working right at that intersection of contemporary sculpture and really vital cultural commentary.
It's quite unique in that way.
Definitely. So we really encourage you to look closer at Minute by Minute. To think about acquiring it isn't just adding art to your walls.
No, it's holding a piece of a really important ongoing conversation.
A reminder, maybe, of how history is kept or lost minute by minute.